Humor in these especially political times can be tough to pull off, especially if you're not typically a political comic. Wanda Sykes has tended to focus on other things in her act, but even she hasn't been able to avoid politics.
I've never seen politics this low. I mean, you're talking about, you know, each other's wives, and we had to sit there and listen to them talk about the size of Donald Trump's hands. What the f***? I mean, they are just like one step above doing your mama jokes.
Sykes has been a stand-up for decades and a regular on Curb Your Enthusiasm and the recent Roseanne reboot, to name just a couple of her credits. And she's in the Valley tonight and tomorrow for her Oh Well comedy tour, and she joins me. Wanda, you've actually had some people walk out of your shows when you've done political items or had jokes related to President Trump. How have you changed your act, and how does it feel to have a slightly different kind of audience?
Well, my comedy has always been like a snapshot of like what's happening in the world. And so I do talk about politics and the craziness and the absurdity of what's going on politically. And it is in a tone of, hey, look, I see it too. You're not crazy. Yes, what's happening is ridiculous, and I don't know. I don't understand it either. I don't understand why everyone is just like, oh, well, this is just the state that we're in right now. And, I try to get people to laugh about that, like how absurd everything is right now. And also, I touch on other social issues, you know, of course, you know, the rate of gun violence here and how we deal with mental illness and, you know, health care. And really, when you look at it, all these little things that we just continue to let go and just like not really deal with, immigration, you know, and not really deal with, there's no wonder we're in this situation we're in, you know. We're just in the overflow of just the absurdity of everything.
Okay, so Wanda, you've done a lot of things since then, but I've got to say I'm a major fan of yours on Curb Your Enthusiasm. So what was it like to be on the great Crazy Eyes Killa episode? I think that was one of the greatest of all time.
That episode, I still go back and forth on that episode, you know.
I mean, it's very touchy. It's very touchy, but I also feel like there's...
Yeah.
When you talk about issues that are people allowed to talk about or not, that seems like a good example to me. I wonder, how did you feel about that?
I don't know. I still go back and forth. I need to watch it again. I guess it's because, you know, I didn't get to have that conversation as far as, you know, with Larry using the N-word. Mm-hmm. My role was putting Crazy Eyes in the same room with Larry. I didn't get to my character didn't get to have a say as far as what happened with him and Larry, you know, using the N-word.
I didn't mean to bring up such a sensitive topic, but it goes by the same path.
No, it's fine.
It goes by the same path we were talking about, which is at what point is it okay to feel like, and we talk about some of the real serious interviews we do sometimes, we talk about co-opting culture and deciding that, hey, if this person says it, then it's okay.
No, don't get me wrong. The episode is funny. I thought the episode was funny. My take is, if you're not black, you can't say the word.
Right.
That's pretty much how. And I try not to use the word. I really do. But in some situations, it just comes out. Like the other day, I actually called Trump the N-word. So for me, it's never been used as a term of endearment.
So you were working on the Roseanne revival, and then she did her Twitter rants, mm-hmm. which offended a lot of people, and it cost her job. What did you think of a situation like that? Obviously, she offended a lot of people, and you took a stand as well.
I had no choice to be. There wasn't anything else but to do but leave the show. I couldn't condone that, you know, and it wasn't that hard to do, really, to make that decision. But I felt bad about when ABC pulled the show. I felt bad for the other actors and the crew and all, and to have to lose your job over some craziness. It was my only decision, really. I saw the tweet and I was like, I can't go back to this. I'm not going to, you know, be a part of this.
Well, Wanda, let's come back to the tour. People are going to wonder, Oh Well tour. Okay, so what does Oh Well mean in this context?
Oh, well, is basically how I feel about the attitude of our country right now. All this craziness is going on, and it seems like every day it's something new, and we're just like, oh, well, let's see what happens tomorrow, and I don't get it. I really don't.
What makes you laugh these days, and is it different than what made you laugh 20 years ago? I mean, even it can be in terms of style, it can be in terms of anything, because we're seeing even on in terms of how people are using their TV screens at home, there are so many more options for things to watch. So I guess there are more creative outlets for it. But has that changed comedy? Has it made it better, more accessible, worse? Any general thoughts on that?
What am I laughing at these days?
I mean, other than your own material.
Well, the thing is, when I'm touring and I'm working on a new special, I try to, avoid a lot of stand-up just because I just don't want to be influenced. But I've always been a sucker for like physical humor. Anyone taking a nice fall, it cracks me up. I can go on YouTube and watch people falling dancing at weddings, and I get a good chuckle.
Wanda, we've got to get you on the revival of America's Funniest Home Videos. Be the host of that. Come on, that's an easy gig.
Oh, yes, I would do it.
That is the multi-talented Wanda Sykes. She's bringing her Oh Well tour to Phoenix coming up on Friday and Saturday at Stand Up Live. Wanda, a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.